All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Mary Goyer, your host yet again on the Pay It Forward for Pregnant Women project. And today I am here with a special guest to discuss some of the things that that you all hope you can avoid. But if you are experiencing nausea, acid reflux, constipation, essentially if you're experiencing any digestive difficulties, you're going to want to tune in. So I have with me Olga Chua. She's a friend and a colleague of mine, is a digestive wellness coach and also a trainer. And she's going to be with us today. She's going to talk about this whole pregnancy, digestion, and gestation. Or so, this is something we kind of laughed about. So Olga, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hi, Mary. Good to be with you. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. Digestion and gestation. You know, it's just great. So when if somebody listening is experiencing any of these problems that, you know, you help people with, you know, nausea, acid reflux, constipation, or other digestive issues, like when we're dealing with those, why is it important to look beyond just the food?
That's a great question, Mary. I find that a lot of people think that digestion revolves around food, and food is an important component. I don't want to downplay the importance of nutrition, but I also think of food as fuel. So if you have a broken car and you put premium fuel in it, it's still not going to run well. You can put the best food in a body that's not all that healthy and not get the best results. And so I look at how we can strengthen the body, how we can strengthen what we call the digestive fire in yoga to optimize the function so that whatever you choose to eat, you get the most out of it.
Interesting. Interesting. So when you talk about digestive fire, like what, you know, can you say a little bit more about that in terms of like what that means?
Sure. I see a lot of women who, pregnant and non-pregnant women, who struggle with either bloating or gassiness, constipation, or irregular bowel movements, and they have really great diets. And what's going on in those cases is that they've got a weak digestive fire. Those energetic systems have been either overexerted, and so they're not able to keep up with the fantastic foods that these women are eating, or they have other related health problems that have dominoed on and affected their digestive strength.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, and that makes so much sense to me, you know, just like even in thinking about like a lot of my clients I work with for fertility and so forth, and then when they get, you know, a lot of women I'm seeing that go through IVF and some of those things that are really draining for the body.
Exactly.
You know, like that can of course have an impact, you know, once the body goes through the next big thing of pregnancy and of, you know, labor and delivery and all that. And so so food isn't necessarily enough to get things back into balance.
Exactly.
Got it. So what about, you know, so you were talking, or in the title we were saying we're going to talk about acid reflux. Why is that so common during pregnancy, and how can it be, you know, how can it be reduced?
Yeah, so acid reflux is very common, partly because of the hormone shifts, but in large part because the digestive organs and the stomach in particular keep getting compressed as the fundus lifts, right, as the uterus grows, the space that the stomach normally has for all its activity and churning gets minimized, and so it gets pushed up towards the heart, towards the lungs. And sometimes what happens is there's a valve between the esophagus and the stomach that keeps the acid in the stomach. And when the stomach's a little smushed up, that valve might not be able to close properly, and that results in the acid going up and out of the esophagus and towards the throat, which gives that an unpleasant sensation.
Right. Interesting. So how can it be reduced?
Yeah, one way to deal with it is to do just a lengthening stretching pose. So ideally lifting the arms overhead. You might interlace the fingers, You can do this sitting down, although standing is recommended. Firmly, feet on the floor. Inhaling to lift the arms all the way to the level of the ears and stretching, kind of expanding the space between the pelvis and the ribs to give a little more room for the lower abdominal contents, and then stretching the space under the arms and the side of the body, imagining that your esophagus is lengthening, and that often helps bring that valve into a better position. In the prenatal yoga classes that I teach, the women have renamed, we call that palm tree pose, and the women have renamed it the acid reflux pose.
More descriptive, slightly less sexy, but
yeah,
we'll always remember it when you need it, though.
Yeah, and it's the kind of minimal pose that can be done before eating or even after a meal. You wouldn't want to do a whole big yoga routine after you eat, but this one little thing is something that's safe and comfortable and can be done.
Oh, okay. That's a great little tip. Thank you. Yeah. So what about, do you have any tips, you know, some simple ways to get constipated bowels moving if women are feeling a little stuck after eating?
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. So, again, we're dealing partly with just a space issue and something to accommodate. Mm-hmm. And for constipation, I really recommend self-massage. There are heaps of studies, Mary, I don't know if you've got specifically massage people on your panel, heaps of studies about how important massage and self-massage is during pregnancy. And something beneficial for your bonding with your baby and for your own well-being, and also to reduce stretch marks, is that you want to move clockwise around your abdomen. So come up the left side of your body, across the line under your ribs, and down the left side. Did I mix that up? Up the right. Across
up the right,
down
up the right and down the left.
Up,
yeah.
Up the right, across the midline, down the left. And you can do that in a gentle flat hand. You might use an oil or a lotion if you'd like to also get the benefit for your skin. That's one way to work with it. Another way is to do some gentle twists. So, again, you might be sitting or standing. And when you're twisting, not so much twisting the hips, so engaging not the legs as much as the upper body, again, finding that kind of waist and above movement to help nourish the organs and improve the circulation of blood and lymphatic fluids and kind of remind those organs to do their work.
Okay, got it. Interesting. So, like, I mean, going back to the massage, I would never really honestly have thought that a belly massage would make an impact on digestion, you know, like given where the baby's position is versus, you know, all of that stuff seeming like it's, I don't know, further back, you know, that's.
So the large intestine actually spans from the front to the back of the body. On the side. So even as the uterus grows and it pushes upward and outward, the intestine is still accessible, especially on the side. So even, you know, kind of rubbing up the right side and down the left side should help the motility there.
Okay, got it. Got it. And so, you know, so just thinking about the nausea piece again, you know, if I can just insert just another like little question about that. So, you know, so I'm just piecing together all of these different things that really are all involved with digestion and trying to understand it better. So, so when women are experiencing nausea, is there a particular reason that that's the, that comes up so much during pregnancy? Or are you talking, is that where the digestive fire thing comes into play?
A little bit. I think most women experience it earlier in their pregnancy because of the hormonal fluctuations, right? Morning sickness is common and not pleasant. I know some of my friends lived on saltines for weeks at a time and were really struggling with nausea. And some things that they were able to do to calm their bodies out of that response is, well, ideally if someone, before they're even pregnant, is to begin self-care and to do yoga and massage mm-hmm. and other self-care to help balance the hormones. I know you do some of that work with your clients, Mary. So
mm-hmm.
the better balance of a hormone you're coming into the process, I think the easier of a situation you'll be in. But there are some things to do already pregnant and experiencing nausea. There's several points on the body that help lower that queasiness. One of them is at the top of the jaw, kind of right inside of the towards the nose from the ear, just kind of put your finger in that area. You poke around and find a tender point. If it's a tender point, it's a good sign that it's a pressure point worth working. And so on either side of your jaw, you can do small circles of massage. It's often the point that kind of feels watery. I don't know if that's a good explanation, but when you're getting nauseous, there's this, this kind of watery feeling up in the back of the jaw. So just using your fingers, gentle pressure, and finding the tender point to massage around. And there's another point inside of the wrist. This is an old seaman's trick. The sailors who would be seasick would find a point on the inside of the wrist. If you lift the hand upwards, you might see the tendons come up a little bit. You want to find a spot right between those tendons on the inside of the wrist, and also you can just push right in. Sometimes it's tender. That one's less obvious, I think, than the one on the jaw. But I know some of my clients have actually found wristbands with small marbles in them that are sold at drugstores for seasickness. And they use them during pregnancy where that marble sits on that inside wrist point to keep giving the body that soothing effect.
Nice. Okay, those are great. So thank you. And, you know, like if you had to, well, if there was only one practice, you know, you're sort of like bringing together all these little tips, but if there was just one simple practice that a woman had time, you know, to do for herself, what do you think the best thing to choose would be?
Great, thank you. I'm going to jump just a little jump back to add and link right into your question to add one more thing on the nausea is to breathe through it, right? If you've studied any breathing practices, you've probably learned a little bit about deeper breathing, maybe abdominal breath. All kinds of breathing practices help also to calm the nausea down. So taking a moment to sit down, to close your eyes, to connect with the breath, to become more self-aware, to know that it will pass, to kind of ride out the waves, but with the breath to support you. And so one of the best things a woman can do if she has little time is to practice active, conscious relaxation techniques. Breathing practices are wonderful. Something that I recommend to many of my clients is what's called a yoga nidra. It's a guided meditation, a guided relaxation that helps balance the function of the nervous system and gets the brain generating more of the positive hormones, the happy hormones, the relaxing hormones. So deep relaxation is key, whether that's a breathing practice or a meditation practice or a guided meditation practice. More important than stretches or exercise and so on. It's what helps balance the well-being.
Well, I love that because I feel like, you know, I don't remember who said this to me. It was years ago, but with some, you know, it was some birth professional or somebody kind of in the community that was kind of saying, like, you know, just she was sort of teasing about how, like, we teach people to breathe. She was like, I mean, people know how to breathe. And I was kind of like, well, I don't know if I agree. I mean, obviously people know how to breathe, you know, to the extent that they're able to, you know, to stay alive. But the truth is that the more and more I learn about breathing and breathing techniques and different forms of breath work, the more I realize that so many of us, especially if we're regularly running, you know, kind of on that fight or flight stress mode, that we breathe very shallow, and we're only using a very small percentage of our lung capacity. And, so this is just another source kind of here underscoring the importance of learning
you know, learning a different breath pattern and, you know, you mentioned some
and
good places.
That's a very important tool for labor itself, too. That's what we hear from our, I call them our graduates of the prenatal yoga class. Once they've had their baby, we ask them, what was the best thing that you got out of the yoga class? And they say 9 out of 10 times we hear that it's the breathing, that they were able to use the few minutes of breathing practice from class during their hours of labor to stay with the to stay present and to stay calm during this exciting and new event.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for you know, just all of these little things that you brought up. It's I know it's just the tip of the iceberg. So, you know, for anybody that might be experiencing any of these difficulties, if they were interested in, you know, getting in touch with you or learning more about some of these things that you have as resources, how would they do that?
I would love to hear from any of your folks listening directly. My email address is Olga Chua, that's O-L-G-A-C-H-W-A. At suryawellness.com, and that's S-U-R-Y-A hyphen W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S.com.
Okay, so Olga Chua at, just say the whole thing again so I can.
Surya Wellness.
Surya Wellness.
Surya is the Sanskrit word for sun, and sun being the digestive fire, right? That symbol of the fire.
Got it.
Surya, S-U-R-Y-A. hyphenwellness.com.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so there you have it. If you're needing more information, you can email Olga and touch base and see if you can get a question answered or, you know, see what kinds of resources you might need that she can provide for you. So thank you so, so much, Olga. Appreciate your expertise and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for doing this work. It's a precious resource, and you're making the world a better place. I'm in admiration of your work. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. So everybody listening, thank you for being here. Remember to share this page, auparent.com, you know, with your friends and with birth pros that you know so we can all pay it forward. And once again, this is Mary Hoyer reminding you it changes the planet when you support yourself and your baby during birth. So I'll sign off with that, everybody. Have a good one. I'll see you on the next call.